walk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed, flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of TLB Talk Radio. The title of today's show is Tyranny and Two-Tiered Justice. Welcome to America. Yeah. I, in all of my days, never thought that I'd be doing a show with a title like this. And although I seem to be chuckling at this point in time, it's because the sheer audacity of having to even do a show like this, growing up in a country where everything I was promised is exactly the opposite of what's being stuck in our face today. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me get through my normal intro. No, there will not be any calls today. I think most people are used to hearing that. But one of these days, I'm going to say this show is dedicated to callers. And I don't know how many heart attacks are going to happen out there, but I apologize for them up front. I do not like callers. I do like callers. But again, y'all know my fault. I could have gotten a two-hour form. I got a one-hour form, which means I have plenty of time to put out good information, but not enough time to ask questions and give answers as well. Again, my fault. Sometime in the near future, maybe we will even rectify this. I'm hoping so. All right, so let's wind through our weekly opening routine. TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Project's newest project, which is a social media website, TLBtalk.com. Come and join us and say what needs to be said, because you and I both know that if you're a conservative or you're somebody who's concerned about something that our government is running, they're not going to let you be heard. So go to TLB Talk and say what needs to be said and hear what needs to be heard. As usual, before I get started, I would like to once again say thanks to RBN, the platform, to Sam, who is the producer of this show, to Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show every Thursday and is a huge fan of RBN. And she also hosts on her network my newest show, which is Eagle's Eye Report. My co-host is Stephen Robertson. That's Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Central. These are the platforms, these are the mechanisms that allow the Liberty Beacon Project to get its message out as far and wide as we are getting it out. And we are. So we appreciate these platforms, and RBN has been partnered up with the Liberty Beacon Project for several years now. John was, as I have told most people, John was the media director for TLB Talk. And he did help us to put that forum together. His inputs were invaluable. I will always state that the message I bring to you today, last week, next week, is not entertainment. No, it's not. Nor is it baseless guesses. I don't put out baseless guesses. If I say something I don't know to be true, you're going to know I don't know it to be true. But if I say something and I really say something, and I don't say this may not be true, it is. I do not use emphasis at the level I do. You know me for exactly how I'm feeling by the way I'm saying the things I'm saying. No lies, no acting, no nothing. You get exactly what you hear. Okay? So, I will state the message I bring you is not entertainment. And I don't think there are very many of you out there who think it's entertainment. Okay? Most of what I deliver is in your face reality. And again, over the years, people have come to trust when I say this is what is, I have done my homework. Okay? It's either that or recorded facts or an inevitability depending on our course of action. Here he goes again. Not their course of action. We know what their course of action is. That's what we're talking about. Okay, but what will affect your life going forward is not your course of action, it's theirs. So, what happens to humanity going forward depends on their course of action. Can we influence that course of action? Of course we can. If we couldn't, I wouldn't be here wasting my time. And you wouldn't be here wasting your time listening. It just wouldn't happen. Okay, so as usual, links to applicable references and articles that I may have used to put this show together will be included in the article containing this archive show published on Monday on the Liberty Beacon. Okay, TLB Talk Radio, tyranny and two-tiered justice. Welcome to America. Now, people, I'm not joking. When I say welcome to America, what am I saying, okay? Well, let's go over a couple of points here, all right? How many of you ever dreamed you would wake up in the America we suffer today? Even 5 years ago. Things weren't great 5 years ago, but they weren't the way they are today. How about 10 years ago? How about 15 years ago? How about it? How many of you ever dreamed you would wake up in the America we suffer today? How many of you are aware that the voice of corporations carries a far bigger weight than that of we the people? How many of you know that? How many of you, I don't know, have sat down and enough research to realize that? It's not your voice. Okay? Corporations, over time, have moved into a position we call the deep state and have a much bigger voice than you do. How many of you are aware that your children in the eyes of the state belong to the state and not to you? In every totalitarian regime that has ever existed on this planet, one of the first things that their leadership determined was that we must effect in a positive fashion the young generation and turn them to our way of thinking. And in one generation, with one generation of curriculum, you can turn a nation. It's not a joke, people. How many of you are aware that in the eyes of the state, your children belong to the state and not to you? Tell me America isn't headed down a totalitarian path. Look at what your children are being taught in school today. How many of you like that? No, really, really, put your hand up. How many of you like what your children are being taught in school today? Obviously, I can't see your hand, but I'm making a point. Okay? How many of you are aware that being a conservative today is a dirty word in the minds of progressives or liberals? If you go into a conversation and somebody says, what's your politician? You say you're a conservative. Watch what happens to a liberal group when you say that. How many of you are even aware that the deep state and its entrenched power structure literally controls America? I keep saying it's not your voice. Whose is it? It's the deep state. And for anybody who thinks that the deep state is something that happened in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, you're a moron. The deep state started, I don't know, its life. Started its growth into the imposition upon you and me just about the time this became a country. And it has grown and expanded a little bit each year over 250-something years. And today, the deep state pulls more strings in this country than you can possibly imagine. Who do you think was responsible for making sure that, I don't know, government reps went to Twitter? Government reps went to Facebook? Government reps went to, I don't know, YouTube? And let them know which one of us they don't like. And which one of us you had to shut up. Or which one of us, this is our government doing this. Okay? How many liberals were shut up? How many liberals were censored so much that they've got 10,000 people on their Facebook wall, but not even a dozen people see what's on their wall each day? How many liberals? How many? How many of you, I don't know, are aware that election fraud and blatant cheating is nothing new in America? It has been practiced for, well, forever, and not just in America. The fact that we ran elections means that we must have taken that from somewhere else. Oh, how many people came over from France? How many people came over from England? How many people? And they all had elections. Election fraud has been so blatant in the last generation in this country and on hyperdrive in the last 10 years. The problem is, I say it's been going on forever, but we didn't see this many complaints about it. We didn't see this many people aware of it. We didn't see this many people angry about it. Why? The problem is, today, we, the people, the average citizen, quote unquote, have access to modern technology that allows us to see things we couldn't see even 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago. How do I know that? I'm 69 years old. What did I do for a living? Technology. Did I see the technology advancing at a breakneck speed? There are still things I worked on that I can't talk about and you don't know about. And I haven't worked for the government for 20 years. So you guess. Okay? The problem for the government is our ability to see what we can see due to the technology we have available to us. Is it good enough to keep tyranny from happening? I don't know yet. If we can put a stop to this and we can make America whole again, then I will believe that. As of right now, with the massive censorship that's going on, are you kidding me? If I did this show about Porky Pig and how funny he was, and when I was growing up, that was my favorite cartoon, and boy, that would get put everywhere. How many censorship steps do you think this particular show is going to go through? How many? I'm talking about things that they just don't want you to hear about. Again, the problem is that it is so much easier to identify via modern technology the tyranny and the treason that is happening all around us. And what has that facilitated? How bad was the tyranny 10 years ago? It was bad, but it wasn't as bad as it is today. How bad was it 50 years ago? It was pretty bad, but it wasn't as bad as it is today. What we are looking at is an exponential rise in the level of tyranny being committed against not just Americans, but humanity. Everybody who's not part of an elitist caste or doesn't work for an elitist caste. Yeah. Well, how many of you are aware that your voice means nothing and a massive amount of your tax dollars is spent hiding that from you or hiding your voice on a continuous basis? Who do you think pays for the bribes to Twitter? Who do you think pays for the bribes to Facebook? Who do you think, and I could go on and on. When the government steps in and makes a bribe or makes a threat, the cost of that comes from you and me. The money available to them are the tax dollars you pay in. So they are using your money to do what? They are using your money to censor you. Anybody who doesn't believe what I just said, you better do a little bit more homework. We know for a fact, because of the Twitter reps that went in front of Congress, we know for a fact that all of this is true. We know for a fact that censorship from the government to we the people is a reality. We know that when they do not allow us to say what needs to be said to protect this constitutional republic, that's treason. And so is about 50% of what we suffer today. Our government never had the powers to do what they're doing. They didn't. But if you stop to consider how long has America been a country, America's been a country over 250 years. If you make some changes, some minor changes every single year, and you've all heard me say this before, those cumulative changes after 2.5 centuries mean you ain't in the same ballpark you were when the game started. And we're not. America is a corporation. Not enough people talk about that. So what does that do to your rights? And how many of us were asked when that actually happened? That was one of the biggest levels of tyranny ever, ever put forward in this country. But they don't even teach that in our schools, do they? They don't. We basically have a government today who feels that our only purpose is to give them the money that they need to do what they wish to do. It has nothing to do with what you wish to do. If you get enough angry voices, if you have enough demonstrations, and I'm not talking about violence, then maybe you can tip the scales. Maybe you can wake up enough people to make a difference. And this is the entire push behind the Liberty Beacon Project. Do we think we can save the world by ourselves? Oh, hell no. Do we think we can be a part of a growing coalition that will wake up enough people that the pushback will be intolerable? Not for us, for them. One can only hope so. But that is our mission. That is our drive. Okay. All right. So let me ask a question. Another one. Is violence desired by the deep state in order to bring America under martial law and totalitarian rule undisguised, out in the open, and in your faces? I'm not joking. Okay? We are walking up the steps towards a totalitarian regime. Right now, we know for a fact that Joe Biden is not running this country. He does not have the intellect. Maybe he did one day, but he sure doesn't anymore. He is a sick puppy, and he needs to be removed, whether it's via impeachment or the 25th Amendment. But that's not the point, okay? Whatever we are doing today, whatever is being done today, is treasonous against we the people. Nobody ever wants to believe me when I say that. I already explained one situation to you. I'm going to go back to another one I use over and over again. When the president is sworn in with his hand on a Bible and swearing to all of the American people that he will protect each and every one of us from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and knowingly allows hundreds of known terrorists, okay, to come across the southern border via the fact that he will not secure it. The child trafficking, the human trafficking, the massive drug trafficking. We are talking about massive, massive smacks right upside America's head. And nothing is being done to stop it. As a matter of fact, just the opposite. Now, if you are knowingly allowing terrorist into this country and will do nothing to stop it, what would you call that? What would you call that? Because in my book, by definition, that's treason. But how many of you even think that? You don't, do you? We are at a point right now on this planet where the elites have decided that countries are passé. Okay? They're a thing of the past. Nations, sovereign nations, need to go the way of the dodo. But in order to do that, there are far too many people on this planet, okay, that love their country. And they won't have this. So in order to do that, you had to facilitate one of the biggest, ripples in human history, and that is COVID-19. COVID-19 opened the door for all of the tyranny that has been sitting in the garage waiting for the door to open for almost a decade and has been planned for almost a generation and at some levels for almost a century. All the things I talked about 10 years ago, go back to the shows and listen to them, will sound strangely familiar. But those were projections, and this is fruition. We're here. The entire world is here, right now. We're at an impasse. We have decisions to make. Will we be a country 2 years from now, or will we be part of a global elitist uni-government? That's not a joke. It's not even a guess, okay? This is where we're being pushed. Why the hell would anybody, even the Democratic Party, want to put Joe Bob in there for 4 more years when this is the most disastrous presidential term so far in history? Why? Well, there's two reasons why Joe Bob may not go away. He may. I think it's a 50-50 shot right now, but what the Democrats would definitely be afraid of is would somebody like Trump jump in there if Biden got taken out of the race, and would that push back their plans another 4 years? Now, who would Roger be talking about? How about Kennedy? How about RFK Jr.? How about RFK Jr., who does not agree with a big amount of what Biden's doing, who is not, I'm not going to tell you that he's perfect, okay, but I have been working with his website and the vaccine issue for over 10 years. So Kennedy is somebody who may be able to stir the pot a little bit and attract some attention. Well, let me ask you a question. If that's the case, and we already know that he doesn't like the things that Biden's doing, we already know that he doesn't like the reaction to the COVID-19 scamdemic, we already know these things. Let's say he drums up enough attention. Let's say he walks all over, I don't know, the Democratic, quote-unquote, called-for party. What do we got here? Don't laugh. But has Kennedy become the Trump of the Democratic Party? No, I'm not joking. Because this is a guy who actually knows where the Democratic Party is going wrong and is not putting up with it. I'm not going to tell you that Kennedy's perfect. He's a Democrat. I'm not going to tell you that everything he believes in, I believe in. What I am going to tell you is he's a whole lot closer to covering your butt and my butt than Joe Biden ever would be, and that's the same for Trump. So all of a sudden, you've got a Trump-esque individual right in the middle of the Democratic, run-up to the presidential election. This is where we're sitting, people. We're sitting in a place right now where nothing is for sure. Nothing. There is already talk that we're going to have another pandemic this year, or it will start this year. There's already talk that the United States may have to default on its debt within the next 24 to 36 months, which I don't necessarily believe, but these are rumors that are coming out. We're living in a time today where all of the things that people like me and a lot of you who would listen to my show have been talking about for years, and everybody's been calling us crazy. How crazy do they think you are now? Please tell me. Because anybody listening to this show and understanding what I'm saying is not only not crazy, you are the people that will carry sanity forward on this planet. And for every one of you listening, my sincere and personal thanks. Because hopefully what we're going to do is get, pissed off enough that we go out and talk to other people. Knowing everything does no good. Knowing everything and telling somebody does. So don't tell me how much you know. Tell me how much you told somebody who didn't know. Because if you're not telling somebody who doesn't know or knows something that's absolutely wrong and you can show them how, but you're not willing to do it, then you're not on anybody's side. You're just curious. Read it, study it, and I'm not just talking about my stuff. I'm talking about there are so many good alternative news sources out there today, and that's because of all the massive censorship. We had no other choice. We had to do it this way. When we come back from the break, I'm going to bring in an article from Mr. J.B. Shirk. And he's going to take it to the next level. We'll be back.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hear my words out of my heart, teacher. Take my arms out of my heart, reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops fell, and echoed in the wells of silence.
And every once in a while, even a technical guy like me who spent his entire life working around technology forgets to unmute himself. And I apologize. Thank you, Sam, for poking me. I appreciate that. Look, we need to jump back into this, and we need to talk about, well, let me start this off with a warning from John Lennon a long time ago. Yes, John Lennon, okay? When it gets down to having to use violence, then you are playing the system's game. The establishment will irritate you, pull your beard, flick your face to make you fight. Because once they've got you violent, then they know how to handle you. So, what was my last question before we went to break? Basically, is this going to turn into some sort of a civil war? Is this what's being looked for? Is this what will finally give the deep state total control in America? Well, I'm not exactly sure, nor am I sure we will get to that point. What I do know is that is one of the possibilities we're headed for. And it is being done intentionally. I have never seen so much effort by a government to divide its population. Absolutely. If a conservative does something wrong, bury him. Send him to prison for life. Hang him. If a liberal does something wrong, you know what? That's because of the way his race was treated. And that's because, you know, we ought to feel sorry for him. We ought to forgive them. I'm not telling you this happens in all cases. I'm not telling you it just happens between one race and another. I'm not telling you it happens between the rich and the poor. I'm telling you it happens all of them. I'm telling you it happens all of them. Okay? Just remember that. There is no question today that the DC establishment has been picking a fight with ordinary Americans for quite some time. And this, what you're hearing right now, is J.B. Shirk. Okay. The Department of Injustice, yes, those are his IN in front of the word justice, and federal law enforcement routinely look the other way whenever Antifa or Black Lives Matter domestic terrorists rough up citizens and destroy small businesses. Then a bunch of patriotic Americans without any criminal records show up at the U.S. Capitol to protest a fraudulent, yes, it was, people, 2020 election, and the Stasi FBI immediately labels every grandparent and veteran within miles an insurrectionist. How many of the Antifa individuals, how many of the BLM individuals were considered insurrectionists? How many? How many of them have been sitting in jail for years? How many? Would you call that two-tier? While Soros-aligned prosecutors award the left's paramilitary brigades and, you know, with accolades instead of incarcerations, the feds have dragged January 6 protesters through unfair criminal proceedings, inflicted unnecessary suffering, and forced political prisoners to languish without bail. In other words, unless you are part of Antifa, unless you are part of BLM, if you go to the Capitol and you petition, you are the most evil person in America, and you should be sent to prison forever. But if you march down the middle of Main Street America, hurting people, destroying businesses, the whole nine yards, okay, then you're a hero. What about the people's businesses you destroyed? What about the people who died as a result of this, or the people who got seriously harmed as a result of this? What about? Was the Capitol building burned down on January 6th? No. How many inner city businesses were burned down due to, I don't know? Yeah. How many? BLM and Antifa. We are living in a country today where this should never happen. This is America. It should never happen in America. Our system is set up to ensure the fact that it doesn't happen in America. But it is! And how many of you have gotten off your dead butt and gone out to protest in any way, shape, or form? And I'm not so much talking about the people who would listen to this show every week, because you are the people who write articles. You are the people who talk to other people. You are the people who get the word out. That comment I just made was for everybody who's probably not listening to this show. So we have got, I don't know, J6 protesters through unfair criminal proceedings inflicted unnecessary suffering upon and forced political prisoners, which is what they are now, to languish without bail. Wait a minute. In America, aren't you guaranteed a speedy trial? They aren't. Why? Most of these have done absolutely nothing wrong. When political prisoners finally do face trial, and that's what they are, political prisoners, the government hides potentially exonerating video evidence and records under fabricated claims of national security. Okay, so basically what we're saying here, and yes, I'm pulling his article apart, which is what I told you I was going to do, is the video evidence that would have exonerated some of these people going on trial in front of, or, you know, being their information is being put out by the J6 committee. If video that was available were shown, it would vindicate these people. And the J6 committee and those associated necessarily, in their eyes, hid that information from those individuals and their lawyers, if they were allowed to have one. This is America! Is it? Did I wake up and this is really Cuba? This is really Russia? This is really China? Am I so far gone that I'm in the wrong country? Because when the hell did America start being this way? The fact is, it's been this way for a while. The other fact is, we have just now, over the last decade, gained enough, I don't know. We now have the same technological capabilities that we envied of them 10 years ago. So we can now step up and look for things. We can search for things. We can compare things. We can call people and say, what if? And we can do it across the entire nation right from our living room. Yeah. So let's do this one piece over again. When political prisoners finally do face trial, the government hides potentially exonerating video evidence and records under fabricated claims of national security. Prosecutors flippantly throw around terms like treason and rebellion in front of juries, and partisan judges are all too willing to hand down excessive sentences as the unconscionable form of political revenge. Revenge for what? Trump has to come in here somewhere, doesn't he? 4 years of Trump putting all of their plans on delay. Things that should have been done by Hillary and weren't. And now, another 4 years of Trump? Do you think? Do you think there's a snowball's chance in hell that anybody on the blue side wants anything to do with another Trump presidency? The bad thing about this is, what are they going to do about it? And again, the even worse part of all of this is, they have a Trump-like character in their own backyard now. What's his name? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Yeah. He doesn't think the way they do. No. He's not vaccine friendly. No. The Liberty Beacon Project has been sharing vaccine articles that have been allotted to us to share for over 10 years. Does Kennedy and his, what he puts out to the American people, have value? Yes, it does. Is he a Democrat? Yes, he is. Are there things that he does not agree with that are being slammed in our face, like the vaccines, like global warming, and like other things. And not that he doesn't totally believe in them, but in the way they are being utilized to destroy America. They will not put up with Kennedy, just like the Republicans don't want to put up with Trump. So now what we have is a Trumpish character in both parties. And let's see what happens with that. Okay? All right. Murderers and rapists are given greater presumption of innocence and protection of their due process rights than the law-abiding Americans who exercise their constitutional rights to petition the government for redress of grievances on January 6, 2021. And that is an absolute fact. Along with its authoritarian campaign to censor American speech through the use of corporate proxies, Twitter, Facebook, DC's criminal targeting of citizens for their political beliefs constitutes an indisruptible pattern of practice of government hostility towards the First Amendment. I said something to somebody the other day, and I need to interject that here, so I'm going to stop right now, okay? What I said is that the biggest issue being stuffed in the face of the American people today is not the Second Amendment. It's not the 13th Amendment. It's not the 14th Amendment. It is none of them. The biggest amendment being thrown in America's face today is the First Amendment. And it's number one. And what does it do? It gives you the ability to talk. It gives you the ability to share information. It gives you the ability to state when you are being treated unfairly. It gives you the ability to tell others when treason is being committed against you. It gives you the ability, in other words, all of this is what protects Americans and our ability to be American citizens. No one can attack you illegally or unconstitutionally. The First Amendment is the biggest, baddest, and best of all of them. Because without the First Amendment, you would live basically in communist China. So when you see all of the tyranny being committed against the First Amendment, why does that make anybody go, why? When you take away my ability to tell you how bad the government is screwing you over, then the government has succeeded. But what's going to happen to you? Because now I no longer have the ability to warn you. So that means that the government has the ability, or any party, okay, within that purview, has the ability to do whatever they wish, whenever they wish, without your permission, even though this is a constitutional republic. Yeah. Okay. So, I want to get away from the January 6th protesters simply because I could spend the rest of the day on that or the rest of this show. Let's go to, we already talked about murderers and rapists given a greater presumption of innocence, okay? And we've already talked about the censorship of Americans' speech through corporate proxies. DC criminals targeting of citizens for their political beliefs constitutes an indisputable pattern of practice of government hostility towards the First Amendment. Let me ask you a question, okay? If the government is knowingly, okay, short-circuiting your First Amendment, not the second one, not the one at the bottom of the page, the very first, most important one, is that treason? If this is being done intentionally to shut you up in a country that brags the ability to voice your opinion, is that treason? Because if you said yes, we are living in a time of the most treasonous government that has ever existed in America, tell me how I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm wrong. And I will jump back into his article. More and more evidence continues to corroborate the assertion that the provocateurs from federal agencies were actively stoking mayhem outside the Capitol and steering J6 protesters to commit petty crimes that could later be used against them. Once labeled a conspiracy theory by the state-fed corporate press, the idea that government agencies were investigating chaos and crime is now rather, I don't know, accepted as no big deal. But yet when Ray was in front of Congress the other day, Christopher Ray, he said there weren't any government or state individuals in that group. So this is Christopher Ray, the guy who runs our FBI, one of the biggest, I don't know, tyrannical idiots in this country, lied, bold-faced lied to Congress. Yeah. Okay. All right. It is a big deal. If federal agents are provoking criminal behavior, and there is already, again, proof that there were federal agents provoking the crowd and surreptitiously exciting a large crowd, then they are directly responsible for any repercussions. Excuse me. If Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence truly believe that their lives were in danger on January 6th, then their beef lies with the undercover operatives who worked to turn the protest into a riot. Not a guess. That was their mission. Any federal agents present in the crowd ostensibly worked for the president of the United States, Donald Trump. Yeah. The timing of his speech, delivered miles from the Capitol, was known well in advance, precisely so that security precautions could be made to protect both government officials and the million or so Trump supporters who showed up in D.C. to voice their displeasure with an election riddled by unorthodox voting procedures, mail-in ballots, and chicanery. Federal agencies tasked with providing security and keeping the peace should have been protecting protesters' right to assemble while assuring that anyone in D.C. or everyone in D.C. remains safe. To do the opposite, to actively incite a riot, which is what we are being told they did, in order to entrap Trump supporters under spurious charges. Not only put everyone around the Capitol in danger, but also betrayed both ordinary American protesters exercising constitutional rights and the man vested with inherent executive authority. The federal government's disregard for the Constitution became abundantly clear. A lot of you will to this day think this did not happen, but it did. And a lot of you may think because the government says, because Christopher Ray says we didn't have any agents in there, that there weren't any. But that's not true. And that's already been proven. Yeah. By who? Yeah. By the whistleblowers. This is just, I mean, this is the country you live in, people. We have witnessed at least 2.5 years in congressional show trials and politicized courtrooms. The government's risible J6 prosecutions have taken one lowly citizen's scalp after the next for the previously unenforced crimes of trespass or obstructing or official proceeding until finally and ludicrously bagging a few Americans for seditious conspiracy. If this steady drumbeat of political prosecutions is now leading to the indictment of Donald Trump as the so-called ringleader of an imaginary conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States, then that means that all the federal agents working under the authority of President Trump on January 6th were actually conspiring to set him up for criminal liability. Are you listening to what I just said? Let me say that again. All right. Donald Trump, as a so-called ringleader of an imaginary conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States, then that means that all the federal agents working under the authority of President Trump on January 6th were actually conspiring to set him up for criminal liability. My God! How long did it take for somebody to actually say that? Look, we're only about halfway through his article, and I never like to read the entire article because I would always like to encourage you to go to this article tomorrow by noon. It will be published on the Liberty Beacon. It will have this show embedded and this article. Please read the entire article. This guy put some things in your face that didn't make sense 2 years ago, but make a hell of a lot of sense in hindsight. The guy who said hindsight is 2020 sure knew what the hell he was talking about, because the things I can tell you for sure today were the things I was telling you 3 years ago were a guess. Was I pretty damn accurate? Yeah, I was. But did I have to give you the confidence of knowing I couldn't prove that? Today, all I have to do is look back, and it's so provable, it's insane. Today, we live in a country that our founders would be extremely, extremely embarrassed to call their own. This isn't the America they fought to give to us. This isn't the America so many people sacrificed their lives for. This isn't the America. It isn't. This is the one that is owned and run by the deep state and the global elites. And until we step up to take it back, quit complaining, because they run your life. And that's not a guess. That is an absolute fact. And next week, I'll take it even deeper and show you even more. But do me a favor, everybody, okay? Get over tomorrow after noon Central. Click, even if you don't want to listen to my show again or read this article, go down below the show that's embedded. You will see Mr. Shirk's article. Please click on it and read the entire thing. His article is what sparked me to do today's show. His article is, I don't know. I say so many things, and what I look for are other people out there who have done the same homework or have come to the same conclusions. I don't care how they came to those conclusions. You can come to the same conclusions a lot of different ways. What I care about is that they see the reality being stuck in front of our faces. And censorship today is the biggest sin being committed against the American people. If you cannot know the truth, if you will not know the truth, if they will keep the truth away from you, if they will make the truth, the new truth, lies that they have made up, then you live in America today. Who the hell ever thought you would hear someone like me say that? Not joking, not guessing. Next week, we will take this to the next level. The amount of corruption in the U.S. government, especially over the last century. Yeah, I'll talk to you again next week. Thank you for listening.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
We are living in an
artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.